including dentistry, podiatry, and medicine, will be able to borrow up to $50,000 a year. Corey Turner, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Handel's Overture here on Kansas Public Radio in the very dramatic key of D minor to kick off this Monday. I thought I would pick the most dramatic thing by Handel I could think of in honor of the hot weather. There you have it. Yehudi Menuhin and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Something lighter by Handel is coming up this hour to cool you off. Water Music Suite Number 2. Right now, a Haydn symphony. We've got Handel and Haydn this hour, the H composers. This is Symphony Number 53, the Imperial. And something interesting about it, a little fun fact that your dear old host Destiny here found out, was that the fourth movement, well, there are a few different versions because the original manuscript was lost and they found some other manuscripts here and there, two of which are authentic. So we'll have to see which one we get from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. It's right now on KPR, Haydn Symphony Number 53. Haydn's Imperial Symphony No. 53 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me on this Monday morning from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. It is going to be a hot one today. Got some heat warnings in effect, so stay cool. Drink lots of water, especially musical water coming from Water Music. Wow. So cheesy, yet so obvious. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Pines and Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers. Can't wait for cool season. Seeds and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. All righty, time for the promised water music. Enjoy your drink of this English concert with Trevor Pinnock, Number 2, Water Music Suite by Handel on KPR. Handel's Water Music Suite Number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio, hopefully to cool you off in this heat. That was Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this hour. I've got a very exciting hour next hour with a special guest. Can't wait. Kyra's here. Hi, Kyra. I'm going to thank some of our great sponsors here before we dip into NPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, a collection of essays exploring soccer through personal experience, travel, and encounters across cultures. More at kansaspress.ku.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, lots of other great frequencies. Most all in a heat warning, excessive heat warning today, so keep hydrated. It's about 85 right now in Lawrence, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with your local host, Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m. Accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Saturday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. It is 10:01. We are going to get the news from NPR, and then I will be back on KPR with more music for you.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Here on KPR, Vaughn Williams' Six Studies in English Folk Song by Jonathan Kohler on the clarinet and Judith Gordon on piano. Welcome to the 10 a.m. hour of Morning Classical, the hour where I get to bring in really fascinating, awesome people. Kyra Sims is here. Hi, Kyra.
Hi, Dustin.
Woo! She is a KU grad and French hornist extraordinaire. There are so many exciting things to listen to this morning with you and talk to you about. I could take the whole hour. So if I just start rambling, just like throw your hands up and say, stop.
Sounds like a plan.
So Kyra has a concert. I want to tell everyone at the get-go, tomorrow you can hear her at the Studio 901 on 901 Penn Street. Doors open at 6, yeah. And it's at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's a donation-based concert. You can hear all of the really cool stuff Kyra does, one of which, her Antarctic voyage. Incredible. Okay, so we are going to listen to some of your stuff, but first, tell us, like, I don't know, there's so many questions I have to ask you. Playing the French horn in Antarctica, I'm sure, was it cold?
It was pretty cold, Destiny.
Because it's really hot out today.
I know. Yeah, I hope this conversation makes people think of the cold and
exactly.
The ice cools them
you
down.
You read my mind.
Oh, the penguins are there. Just
yes.
Let the breeze flow over you. It was pretty cold on the horn, but it was summer while I was there because
okay.
I was there in January. So I usually live in New York City, and it was actually about 20 degrees colder in New York than Antarctica at the time, because it was about 26 degrees in Antarctica, and it was about 6 degrees in New York one week.
Well, this probably sounds really nice to our listeners right about
yeah.
now.
It's just blistering cold instead of blistering heat.
Yeah. So what I love, you know, you are the first Black musician to perform on all 7 continents. You've got lots of acclaim, lots of wonderful things people can go read all about you. I know one of the important things you wanted to get to was this project that you were working with, where you worked with scientists and explorers of Antarctica. So tell us about that and your music that we're going to listen to.
Yes. So the program that sent me to Antarctica is called Polar Steam. They're a National Science Foundation funded program hosted by Oregon State University. And every year they choose 3 artists, and they pair each artist with a team of Antarctic researchers. So I was paired with this amazing group of all-female scientists.
Oh, nice.
That were cruising on the research vessel Sikuliak, which usually does operations in Alaska, but Antarctica borrowed it for a season.
Oh.
And so I was traveling for 5 weeks with this amazing
team. 5 weeks.
It was 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were sea ice scientists and zooplankton specialists, and they were also studying phytoplankton and the sea ice. It was really, I learned so much, and I got to help them a lot because it was such a small team. And we also traveled with a team of geologists that were studying microfossils, and that was also a very cool thing to sort of observe as they
yeah.
worked.
So your music is obviously inspired by this, and some of it even includes field recordings from sounds.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of ice sounds. There's a little bit of wildlife. There's sounds of the scientists working. I also captured some really amazing sounds of the Sikuliak itself, because it made so many cool noises
yeah.
and also had hydrophones attached to it that I also got to capture.
Had what attached?
Hydrophones. They are microphones that you can put underwater.
Oh, I should totally know that. Oops.
That's okay.
Speaking of radio and things we should know, I should mention, Kyra, you also were the jazz director at KJHK.
I was from 08 to 09. So if you were commuting in the mornings between 2008 and 2009 and you heard some cool jazz, that might have been me.
Wow. It is such a small world. I love that. Well, I think what we should do, I've got this first excerpt soundbite of you actually playing your horn, French horn, on the boat, right? The Sekuliak?
Yes.
Amazing. In the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
In Antarctica.
Yeah.
Wow. And you didn't freeze to death. And there's actually a video that people can watch this. I'll wear it. Can you tell us about your best contact page?
Yeah. So a good spot to go to is Instagram.com/LilyMischief.
Nice.
It's a handle I made in my 20s and never changed. But it's Lily like the flower and Mischief like what a scamp does. Or you can just look up my name, Kyra Sims, and it also pops up. But okay. That has lots of videos from my time. If you want a more concentrated collection of the videos, I also have a travel account called The Global Hornist.
Oh, nice.
But either will show you a lot of what I've done and what I do.
Yes, and actually that KU article was titled The Global Hornist, and now I know why, because you're the global. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so let us listen to, this is about 45 seconds, the French horn, and you're going to hear the sounds of the ocean and the wind, and this is your own composition.
Yes.
Inspired by this entire trip. So here we go. Kyra Sims on the French horn in the middle of Antarctica on KPR. This will help y'all cool off. There you have it, folks. Now you are all cooled off from beautiful French horn music here on KPR. From the middle of Antarctica. Well, I don't know if it's the very middle, but it's...
We were on the Antarctic Peninsula. And the piece is called First Year Sea Ice.
Thank you.
I'm in the process of completing it, so that was just an excerpt. It's dedicated to the Sekuliak, the ship we were on, because that was the Sekuliak's very first historic voyage to Antarctica was,
wow,
was the cruise I was on. Because, yeah, like I said, it usually does operations in Alaska, but because of budget cuts and mm-hmm, things getting moved around in Antarctica, they did borrow it for a season.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, people have to go to your concert. I imagine, are you going to be doing some of your music from this?
Yes.
Okay. So your concert is tomorrow night, already tomorrow, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. It is free, but donations support the artist, which is nice. And it's at Studio 901, which is on 901 Pennsylvania Street. And I'm guessing there's probably street parking. And
yes.
Okay, mm-hmm, great. And it's going to be a nice, intimate affair. So Kyra is a really delightful human. You should all get out and meet her. Don't just watch. I mean, definitely watch her Instagram videos, but also go meet her.
Yeah, I'd love to meet you.
I always, you know, tell people it's on the radio. We listen to music and we watch videos, but you can't just do that. You have to go meet the people.
Yeah, I agree.
It brings so much spirit to your music. So the performance, you actually had what we're going to listen to next, Auto in Antarctica. Is that the name of the piece, Auto in it? Okay,
yes,
tell us about that.
Yeah, that'll be the piece I'm performing tomorrow night. It's this experiential polar sound experiment that is still in development. Every performance is different because the way when I compose for myself, I like to give myself a bunch of ingredients of sounds and colors and tasks.
Uh-huh.
And so every time I do this piece, it's a little bit different. But you'll definitely hear sounds that I capture in Antarctica, like the sea ice and scientists working, and the sounds of the ship. You'll hear some recordings of journal entries that I wrote and then recorded myself reading. I also improvise with and without electronic effects on my French horn and also my voice. And there also will be video footage
that
I took in Antarctica that I then gave to my colleague, Ren Hardiman, who's this amazing video artist, and they manipulated the video using a modular synth, a video synth that they have.
Neat.
And it gives the video this very kind of dreamlike feel to it, and that is the lens I really look at this experience through, because it was so unlike anything I've ever done. I remember being back in New York City, and the first few days I was back, I kept asking myself, did I dream the whole thing?
Oh.
And so that is really kind of how I look back on it sometimes, is like through kind of the lens of dreams.
I like that. That sounds like a really nice respite for the hot weather. Mm-hmm. I think people really should come to your concert to cool.
Yeah, if you want to see videos of ice and of scientists working on the ice. Yeah, there's a lot of, really great footage. I got a lot of, I had a GoPro with me that could go underwater. So I have some underwater shots of sea ice. Nice. Also. I'm really happy with what I got.
That's great. So there's so many fascinating things that people can look up and read to hear more of your story. One of the articles I really liked was the KU, because you're a graduate of KU, the Global Harness. That was a great article. And there are some podcasts that, which is good. PRX has a podcast. Am I saying that? Yes. And then your Instagram page. Tell us again about that, because that's where you kind of amass everything and they can go find more, right?
Yeah. So if you really want like a concentrated account of my time in Antarctica, you can follow me at The Global Hornist. If you want to see that plus some of the other projects I do, you can follow me at Lily Mischief. Mm-hmm. I also have a Patreon that I do a lot of free posts on. It's patreon.com/Kyra Sims. And we were talking before we came on the air about this amazing interview I got to do with the late Sue Mingus, who was Charles Mingus's wife. I did a 20-minute interview with her in, I think, 2008 or 2009.
Wow.
Because the Mingus Big Band was coming to Kansas City.
Nice.
And I was the jazz director of KGHK, so I got to use my big important title.
Yes, you did.
This 20-minute phone interview, and I still can't believe I got to do it. And I sound like a baby. I sound so young in the interview. But that's a post I just put up recently. It's completely free to look at and listen to.
Nice. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming today. We are about to listen to your auto in Antarctica. Is there anything else you think our listeners, you want them to know? I want to make sure you get, there's just so many fascinating things that people have to go look you up and read. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this excerpt, has, I think, one of the journal entries, and I'm trying to remember who else is on there, but there would definitely be some electronic sounds.
I could hear water and
some water, some field sounds. Recordings. So you'll hear all of this and more tomorrow if you come, and I really hope I meet you.
Yes, definitely. Folks, go out and see Kyra Sims, French hornist, a delightful person, definitely an artist to watch. And we are about to hear 5 minutes of authentic field recording and music and composition from Antarctica. So thank you so much for being here, Kyra.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Here we go. Auto in Antarctica on Kansas Public Radio. That was music from Auto in Antarctica by Kyra Sims, KU graduate and French horn extraordinaire. She went on an experiential musical journey through the most mysterious region of the world with scientists, and she got field recordings. Very awesome to bring some cool music to Kansas Public Radio, where it is super duper hot. Indeed it is. Kyra, is going to be performing tomorrow night, actually, 7 p.m. at Studio 901. The doors open at 6, and the address is 901 Penn Street. So I would highly recommend you go out and meet her. She is a delightful person and so many interesting things that she is doing with authentic sounds from all over the world and her compositions. It's really great. I thought we would stay in this oceanic theme as it is, it's cooling to think of Antarctica and ice. So now we're going to pretend that we are with Debussy on his ocean. I thought La Mer would be a nice follow-up to this. So let us listen right now on Kansas Public Radio. It is Debussy's La Mer. Enjoy. Debussy's La Mer here on KPR, Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Music on the ocean to cool us off. And you know what the ocean makes me think of? Pirates.
Thank you.
Pirates of Penzance with Cat Like Tread here on Kansas Public Radio. Gilbert and Sullivan. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour, having some fun with music to cool us off. Don't forget Kyra Sims tomorrow in concert, 7 p.m. at Studio 901. Don't miss it. Did I get Studio 901 right? Yes, I did. All right. To reset, we're going back to the classics next hour. Here's a little German dance by Mozart on KPR. Mozart German dance, Bruno Weil and Tafelmusik here on Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More info at mhkfreeclinic.com. Our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. Tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual Media and Technology Survey. Your response helps the station better serve our listening community. And believe me, we do listen to you. Take the survey. That's at kansaspublicradio.org. A few minutes of the news from NPR, then back on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
People just want to get out and celebrate.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 here on KPR with some mean harpsichord playing. Wow, that is how you play the harpsichord. Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert. I am Destiny. This is the 11 a.m. hour of classical music. I'm glad you are here with me. Hopefully you are indoors where it's cool, or inside your car where it's cool listening to us. It's getting close to 90 right now. Most of us are in an excessive heat warning, so stay hydrated to keep yourself from warming too much. Oh, boy. Music warms me, like a Beethoven string quartet. That's at the bottom of the hour. But right now, I thought a lovely duet for flute and guitar would be nice. This is Mario Giulaini's Duettino Facile. So it's an easy duet, though I doubt it's that easy. Laurel Zucker on flute and Richard Savino on guitar. Now on KPR. Mario Giuliani's easy duet for flute and guitar. Easy going, shall we say. Didn't sound too easy here on KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I've got a Beethoven string quartet coming up. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted solar power for residential homes or businesses. More info at cromwellsolar.com. And we have our KPR Community Spotlight, which is on Manhattan Free Clinic this month, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Alrighty, this is Beethoven's String Quartet No. 6, one of the earlier ones. I hope you enjoy it. Takash Quartet right now on KPR. Thank you. The Takács Quartet here on KPR, Beethoven String Quartet number 6. I love that last movement. It goes from the depths of despair to just completely bipolar humor. It's so, you know, Beethoven was so intriguing. You have been listening to classical music on KPR with yours truly, Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. It is a hot day out there, but there is more music coming up this afternoon with Jeff Watson. It looks like we have a survey. It's survey time. Let me read this to you here. Our media landscape is changing every day. Yes, every minute. Tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual media and technology survey. Your response helps us better serve you. We really do listen, so let us know what you think. You can find and take the survey at kansaspublicradio.org. And here's my favorite thing to read. Have you got an old car taking up space in your garage? Well, we have a KPR vehicle donation program, and it accepts all cars. Donating is also easy. Believe it or not, if you donate your car, those donations help fund the programming here, and it's a tax deduction. You can find out information about that online at kansaspublicradio.org, too. And another reminder that our KPR Community Spotlight this month is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information is at mhkfreeclinic.com. We are hot, hot, hot. Make sure you drink your water today and stay hydrated. Excessive heat warnings out there. This is Kansas Public Radio.
The Trump administration in the U.S. on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR from 3 to 7 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. NPR News up next, and then more music for you here on KPR.
Live from NPR.